Come on, lift your hands.
Hallelujah.
Your voice is unto
Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
For your strength is excellent, and the might of your Yahshak, Yahshua, is the strength of your identity. For you have delivered Israel from every yoke and bondage of darkness, that we are free to worship you. For you commanded unto Pharaoh, let my people go, that they may go out into the place that I have prepared for them, that they may worship me. They will not be bound by the shackles of the rituals and traditions of Misraim, but they will be free, because my Ruah, I will lead them to the place where they may bow down with great oblation unto me. They shall know that I am the Most High, and that I created them for my tefillah, my honor, for my splendor, for my excellence, to be made known in the olam, the earth, that men may see the power and the light of the turf of work of HaMashiach, and that they may honor me and sing praises unto my name. And I shall be exalted in the midst of Hashemayam, and everything upon the earth shall know that I am the Mighty One. We baruch you today, Abba. We pray your understanding reveal unto Israel this day, that we may hear. Those that are listening, that they may hear, their homes may be reshaped by the power of your truth and transformed, Yahshua HaMashiach. So grant unto us the measure of this meal today upon the table, that we may eat until we want no more. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. House of Israel, cry hallelujah. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, Yivarach, Ikat, may Yah bless you today. Shalom. You may be seated. What a wonderful and great experience to know that you're in the presence of the Abba. That we came in the righteous, the Siddiq Ruah of Yah, where few of us are gathered in his name, then he declares unto Israel, he shall be in the midst. I shall make my abode, I shall dine with my people. This is a generation and a time that we are in, whereby the very vivid power of Yahweh is not being made known. We are a people that's given over unto every kind of spirit there is that defiles the power of the truth of Almighty Yah. When a man understands the deliverance of Almighty Yahweh and the power of his truth, he is free. He is not bound by any shackles. There is nothing that bounds him, and he is not under any bondage at all. He is a man that is free. He is free from his imaginations, his thoughts, that removes him from the presence of Almighty Yah. He is not bound to his emotions. He is not bound to circumstances, but he is liberated in Yahshua HaMashiach. And in that liberation, he has the power, the will, the resolve to do all things to please his Abba. This is a generation that is bound. It is under great bondage. There is no liberty to acknowledge Yahweh as to what He speaks to us, whether it is truth, whether it is a false statement, and whether we really do not even know. It is not a generation that is free to worship and to fall prostrate before Yah. There's a reason why. And Scripture, although it speaks in metaphors, the words that are actually implications or indications of what the true reality of things are in the spiritual realm. We are a carnal-minded people. And because we are carnal-minded, we are constantly separated from Almighty Yah. You will know that you are separated from Him when your thoughts are not even massaged by the Word of Yah. When your mind is not constantly being fed the power of His truth that saturate our minds, our inward parts, that when we arise in the morning, our thought is upon Him. In the midst of a great battle, our thought is upon Him. In the midst of trial, our thought is upon Him. But because of the powers that be, that we are given ourselves over unto the spirit of this age and this time, we cannot see the strength nor the power of Almighty Yahweh. And there is not much trust in Him as well. We are a people that's full of deception. We believe in deceiving ourselves to give us some kind of euphoric, to make us feel wonderful, to make us have this sense of feel good. But it's not of Yah. It is not based upon Scripture. It is a false delusion. It is a delusion from hell to draw you and to remove you from the power of His truth to liberate us. I want to express in Scripture today, there's a profound expression in Scripture, and it is the description of this generation. This generation is one whereby Scripture, or the Aramaic term would express, it is a para. It is a para generation. And I want, with great depth, that our understanding may be enlightened, to show us the identity of this para, this naked generation, what has brought about the nakedness upon the people of Yah, and why we are para, why we are naked. And when there is a naked generation, there is no restraint. There is no lawfulness. That's a lewd and lawless generation. And this is a generation that is para. It has no integrity. It is a generation that neglects what Yah commands. It is a generation that lacks restraint. And the reason why, it is an unclean generation. It is a generation of the swine. This generation is a generation of the swine. And it is filled with the shadims, the demons, and powers of darkness, whereby the mind cannot think on the so deep things of Yah. The mind is given over unto lawlessness, no restraint of Torah to bring man into the position that he knows he is before his Abba. So this is a generation of para. It has no restraint. It is a loose generation. It is a generation that doesn't want any restraints. And the Torah of Yah does not restrain this generation. It is a generation that it has dismissed the things of Yah. It has no enlightenment at all of Almighty Yah. And it's because the powers that be have blinded their mind. And the power of this living Torah truth cannot shine through. They've gone diametrically opposed unto Yah. There's nothing that's going to save us but the truth. Your emotions and your feelings, your lusts will damn you into hell. There's nothing that's going to save us but the truth. And I'm not, and I will not take some kind of genteel approach. I will take the Sadiq approach. that it will cut in the heart of this para, wicked, naked generation. There is no restraint at all. It is lawless in all of its ways. And the reason why? Because it is a swine generation. It is unclean generation. That's why you cannot pour out the pearls of Yah before this swine generation. You cannot cuss this gem before the dogs of the field. You cannot do that. Yah says, because the Shardims, the demons, have filled their minds. And yet their nakedness, their prah, there is no shame of that. I want to begin in the renewed covenant. I want to begin in the book of Lucas, the account with Hamashiach, in the 8th chapter. And I want to begin reading at verse 26. It says in verse 26, then Hamashiach and the Shulishim, they sail to the region of Gadara, of the Gerenes, which is opposite to Galilee. When he had got out on the land, a demon possessed, a Shadim, a demon possessed man from the town, he met him. The man was filled with demonic power. The Shadim had power and control over every aspect of his life. This is a generation that has been led awkwardly and astray by demonic powers of darkness. And Yah shows us that in the expression of this generation, the attitude and the mindset of this generation. It is one thing that when the power of truth is revealed, it sets us in the right mind. A mind will be right. A mind will be right to please Yah. It will not be a mind that opposes Yah, but it will be set right. And the purpose of that mind will be the desire of Almighty Yahweh. So the man was filled with Shadim. He was filled with demons. For a long time, he wore no clothing. He was parah. He was naked. The man was naked. This generation is a naked generation. It has no restraint at all. It dismisses what Yahweh says. It is a negligent generation. It neglects its duties unto Yah above all. It neglects the pure purpose of Torah. And it pursues those things that are conjured by the powers of darkness. For a long time he was naked. Parah. This generation is naked. We see it in the expression of the men, the women today. The women are like beasts of the field. Their clothing exposes their bodies. And there is no shame. When Yah exposes the nakedness of Israel, it is because of the abominable idolatry that has been perpetrated and committed. And Scripture must give us a clear account of this. In order for us to understand the parah generation, and it is a parah generation of nakedness, no integrity at all, no strength of values, and the values proceed from Almighty Yahweh. So he was one that was naked. He did not wear clothing. In this generation, you can see the filth of their minds. It is a nakedness to their minds. It is not covered with the ru'ah of Siddiqah. They speak things that are vile, sadistic. They conjure up powers of hell by their conversation and their talk. That's why Yah says you're going to be judged by every word that proceed out of your wicked mouth. And we take it to be light. It is a light thing, but it is not so. It is not so. It is not so. We must be careful. And the issue of our love must be the pleasing of Almighty Yah. The issue of our love must be the power of Torah. The issue of our love must be the light of Yahshua. The issue of our love must be the testimony of the power of Yah in this hope, Yahshua HaMashiach. He was not clothed. And he did not stay in a house, but in the tombs. He did not dwell in the bayit of Omadiah. This is a generation that despised the bayit of Yah. Because in the house, in the presence of Yah, his ruah emanates in his bayat. And we do not even want to live in the bayat that Yah has created, these earthly bodies, whereby the ruah of Yah dwells in Israel. So this is a generation that loves the tombs. It is filled with death. Their words are filled with death. Their desire is nothing but corrupt and full of death. It is not the desire to please Almighty Yahweh. It is one thing that the power of Torah does. It brings the excellence of life in Israel. And that excellence of life is the mighty testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. And if that testimony is not alive in you, you have deceived your own lying, deceived, wicked, abominable, idolatrous heart. It is not the place where Yah dwells, nor his Ruah at all. When he saw HaMashiach Yahshua, he cried out. He cried out. As scripture says, he fell down before him. What a statement. And even this vile para generation will not even fall down. The countenance of the wicked will not fall down. There is no true repentance. There is no shamefulness of their wicked and abominable deeds and actions. Yet he fell down before him. And he cried out. He cried out unto him with a loud voice, "What do you have to do with me?" There is no association between you and me. At this parah generation, there is no association. Yah has nothing to do with it at all. He said, "What have you, what association do I have with you? Yahshua, you son of the Most High, Yahweh." He begged him, he said, "I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him. This is a generation that is seized. It is seized with fear. It is seized by short-term demonic powers. Your thoughts and your thinking is not pure. It is a fearful generation because it doesn't possess the pure love of Yah. That's why we are fearful. Perfect love, the perfect Ahava, the power of Yah, it casts out all fear. And this is a fearful generation because it's bound by the short-terms, the demons and powers of darkness. He declared unto Mashiach, "I have nothing to do with you, but why you come to torment me?" And this is a generation, because it is a parah generation. It is tormented continuously. The word of Yah torments it. The word of Yah causes them to act erratic. The word of Yah they have disdain for. The word of Yah they despises it, because it identifies that spirit and purpose of their own life, as HaMashiach did with those Shadim. They are opposed to the kingdom work. You will know that you have the power of darkness in you when you are opposed to the kingdom work. When you oppose the word of Yah. When you compromise the word of Yah. When you try to reason in your own natural, corrupt mind the word of Yah. You will know that it is a Shadim. It is not of Yah. Be reminded, he was naked. Parah. And this generation is a demon-induced generation. It is full of demology, abominable idolatry, their televisions, their modes of media have shaped their minds. Now this man was not in his right mind. He did not have the mind of HaMashiach. I will show us in the verses to come. This generation doesn't know Yah. This is a generation that has no restraint at all. It is the Torah of Yah that what He has put in Yisrael that causes us not to walk in the abominable ways. But when a man has the spirit of this parah generation, he has no shame. No whatsoever. There's nothing that is wrong in his sight. And there's nothing that is wrong in him at all. I received a letter from a woman the other day. And she says to me, "You are insensitive. You are intolerant. And I think that you are a lunatic." I barak Yah for those statements. I bless Yah for her analogy of me, for her descriptive superlatives that she describes me as, because she is a wicked thing. She doesn't know Yah. Nor does she know the power of Yahweh. This is a generation that is full of shodems. You can sense it in their nakedness. They're not ashamed of their religious practices. They're not ashamed of the tenets of their philosophical ideas. It is not of Yah. It is not based upon the power nor the strength of Torah. It comes from the wickedness of the heart of man that is deceived and desperately wicked. It has not come from the pages nor the power of His truth delivered in Yahushua HaMashiach. He had commanded the unclean spirits to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and although he was guarded, bound by chains and shackles, he was snapped. Listen now, the restraints. That is what this demon-possessed generation has done. The statutes, the ordinance of Yah, they are our restraints. They are the chains that keep us bound unto Him. And this demon-possessed generation, it has snapped the chains of Almighty Yah. It doesn't want the restraint of Yah. It is a generation that is a parah generation, almost like a pariah. It is a generation of like a pariah. It is an infestation of sore that constantly eats away. That's what a pariah is. A parah. It is a naked generation. And so although there were restraints, we should change this Torah of our Ima, our mother Jerusalem, about our neck. We shall bind this Torah of our upper in our lap. But yet this demon, Shadim generation, it has broken the chains of Almighty Yah. It says to Yah, "I don't want to have any restraints. I want to be lawless. I love my abominable and wicked lifestyle." That's what it says to Yah. And so the powers that resonated out of him, it would break the chains and shackles. And he would snap the restraints, and he would be driven by the demons into the desert or desolate places. That's why your mind is driven into places that are so desolate. A desolate place has no way. A wilderness place has no way in it. The only way that you, Yisrael, can ever come out of the wilderness, they must be led by the Ruah of Almighty Yah. For Scripture emphatically declares that Yahushua was led into the wilderness. He was driven by the Ruah of Yah to be tried, tempted, and buffeted by hell. And after the experience, the Melechim came and ministered unto him. There is no way in the wilderness. And so our minds become desolate. They become destructive. And there's no power of his life at all in the desert, desolate place. HaMashiach asked him, "What is your name?" And he declared unto him, "Legion." We have amassed ourselves in this man, legion, 6,000 or greater. This is a generation, a parah generation. The nakedness of this generation is so abominable and wicked. I was speaking to a man of the day. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, my friend walked in here of the day and he talked to me concerning his daughter. She is 8 years old, Pastor Roberts. 8. She has the body of a woman. They sent her home from school because of the clothing that the mother had put on her, that her cleavage, her breasts are not breasts of a woman. And yet she's only 8 years old. And yet even her body functions like a woman. You tell me that's it is a bra. It is a wicked. It is a demon-induced generation. The wicked go astray from their mother's womb. And these parents, these households, are bringing forth life for the shadim to impart themselves into them. They are not clean. They are not set apart. They do not have the ruah of Yah. And they've exposed their home to every kind of foul thing there is. No child at 8 years old should have a body breast of that nature. You would think that parents would be ashamed of that. But they want to accentuate that. And they want it to be seen. This is a generation that the demonic powers are controlling. And unless you are under the blood and walking in the emet of Yah, you're going to be destroyed. And there is no doubt about that. He brought Israel out and he destroyed many. I will proceed. He said, my name is demon or legion, because many demons had entered him. And they begged Yahshua not to banish them to the abyss or to the pit. They pleaded with him, do not ban us to the pit. Do not cast us in the pit. Listen now. Because what he did with them represents this generation. It says, and a large herd of swine was there. A swine spirit, or a swine is one that rejects the restraints of Yah, that defies the order of Yah, that has no ahava for the order of Yah. I speak to husbands and wives. When a husbandman defy the restraints of Yah that he commands unto the husbandman, he is a swine. For the wife would not submit and be subject unto the authority of her husbandman, she is a swine. And the children, when they denounce the power of their parenting and honoring them like Torah teaches us, you have swine children. That's what they are. They're not the seed of Yah. The seed of swines, of whoredom. That's what they are. They're children of spiritual whoredom. Scripture teaches that and it shows us that. And a large herd of swine was there feeding on the hillside. And the shadim, the demons, begged him to permit them to enter into the pigs, the swines. And he gave them permission. And the demons came out of the man and entered into the swines. And the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned it. This is a generation that death, they are dead. There's no life of the power of Yah. There's no life of the Ruah of Yahshua. And this swine-driven generation, because it is a parah generation, it has been driven away from Almighty Yah. They despise His mitzvah. The Torah has no power. Yeshua was the living Torah of Yah. And the power of that Torah drove the demonic powers away. Because there's the life of Torah. There's the love of Torah. That this generation is running violently behind the swine religious spirit of whoredom. And that is what it has done. It driven down the steep embankments that drives them into the hell abyss. Their minds are driven by hell. The desires driven by the shardims. It was the shardims that drove those swines into the lake. It was the demons that drove them into the lake. And it will be the demons that will drive you into the lake of fire. It is the demons that drive you out into those places. In those lakes whereby you cannot even swim. There is no life raft for you. Yeshua is the true life raft of Israel. And without Yahshua, you have no life raft at all. They were driven down the embankments into the water. This generation is headward down to hell. Your sons, your daughters, your wives, your husbands are driven by the swine spirit. It is an unclean thing that controls this generation. Your television shape your mind, they control you. Your lust controls you. It shapes you. Your own hardness and rebelliousness against the restraints of Yah. That is what shapes you. It is not the Torah of Yah that shapes this generation. It is the swine, the pariah generation. It is a pariah. Unto Yah, it is a prayer. It is a prayer unto Almighty Yahweh. It is a parasite that eats against the very love of Yah. The man, his mind was twisted. This generation is twisted. Your sons are twisted. Your daughters, wives are twisted. Husbands are twisted. But you cannot twist the truth of Yah. He has taken simple men like me. I'm not a wise man. I'm not an intellectual man. I'm not a man of philosophy. I'm a man of truth and desire to know His truth. Can I say this? I had a wonderful message that I was going to preach on this morning. When I awakened, Yah drove me here. There's a reason for all things, isn't it? So what I had prepared, it meant nothing. Because He knows what His Ruah must speak to Israel. He knows what is needed at the table that must be prepared. So the swines, they ran down the hillside because the demons inquired of HaMashiach that they may go in to the man. When they came out, the herd rushed down the steep banks. When the men who tended them saw what had happened, they ran off and reported it in the town and in the countryside. Then the people went to see what had happened. They came to Yeshua. Listen to this now. They came to Yeshua and found the demons had departed, and the man, and found the man whom the demons had departed, sitting at Yeshua's feet, and he was dressed, and in his what? He was in his right mind, he was dressed. He had on the breastplate of Tzedekah. His feet were shod with the preparation of the message of HaMashiach, the helmet of his Yoshiach. He had the sword of Yah bearing in his hand. This generation, it is their hands are full of deceit and lies, and their feet are swift to run after every lying deception and corruption. He was in his right mind. But what is in their right mind? They delight at the feet of Yeshua. But what is in their right mind? They sit at the feet of HaMashiach and they eat from the table that is prepared. We don't take delight sitting at the feet of HaMashiach. We don't take comfort at sitting at the feet of HaMashiach. He was in his right mind. He was in the mind of HaMashiach. His mind was right. When a man's mind is right, he will do that which is a day. He will obey the things that are lawful. But what has the right mind, they have restraint. But what has the right mind, they have temperance, the balance, the control of Yah. This generation has no control. It is a parah generation. It's a pariah. That's what it is. It despises Yah. First thing he did was clothe him. He was clothed, and he was in his right mind. This generation is not clothed. It is a parah generation. It is naked. And the nakedness of their mind, or the restraint of their mind, the unrestraint of their mind, you see it in their dress. You see it in their attitudes. They dress their daughters like young whores. The women dress like Jezebel sluts, prostitutes on the streets. And this foul generation, you that say you love Yah, and you are inspired by some damnable, foul, abominable offering unto the gods of hell. Aphrodisiac. Aphroditus. See, their dress is aphrodisiac, that they offer unto Aphroditus, their god. Their god of sexual perversion of their minds, and their sons and daughters are perverted. Their god, that evil thing that they set before their eyes, have perverted them. There's no purity at all to them. Sons are corrupt. They offer them to the fire of Molech, Molcham, the gods of hell and darkness, that they burn in their own lusts. They burn in their greed, their lusts. They're insatiable. They cannot be satisfied. Your minds cannot be made satisfied. Only the right mind. The right mind of Yah. I want the right mind. As the old Christian would say, give me the due right mind. They would pray that, I want the due right mind. They were ignorant. They did not understand what they were saying, but they would pray, give me the due right mind. I want to do right. I want to do right. And this man, when he was purged of those vile shadams, he did right. He came at the feet of Hamashiach, and he offered up the offering that pleases Yah, one of Torah. He tells you in some things to give Torah, doesn't he? Your wicked generation. It's a generation of swines, because it's a generation that is a parah generation. Parah. It is a pariah unto Yah. It is not a generation that is clean. It is a swine generation. It is naked. It is exposed. And it is not ashamed. And Yah is exposing this nakedness for purpose. He was in his right mind, sitting at Hamashiach's feet, dressed in the right mind. It said dress in this translation, in the right mind. And they were afraid. Now they were afraid. Do you hear that? They were afraid. Meanwhile, the eyewitnesses reported to them how the demon, the Shadim possessed man, was delivered. Was he delivered? He was made free. And whom Yahshua, the living word of Yah, makes free. He is free from this parah generation. You're not free because the demons that control your mind, the demons that control you, and you are not even a child of Yah. You're not a son of Yah. He was not a son until he was free. This is a metaphor of Yisrael. This is a metaphor of generations to come. And we are in that generation whereby the Shadim have controlled the minds of the people. He was not in his right mind. You've never made that statement, I'm not in my right mind. I don't know why I did that. The mind of Yah does right every time. The mind of Yah does right every time. When you're not walking in the mind of Yahshua, you will do wrong. You're full of lies and deceit. You will do everything that is corrupt, devilish, evil. That's what you will do. And this generation, my, it is a generation. The nations are consumed with every kind of evil spirit there is. Because there is no restraint of Torah. They have dismissed the Torah. At a parah generation, it dismisses. It denounces. It rejects any kind of restraint. And Yah's given us, we are bound. bound together unto Hamashiach. We are bound by the same fetters. We are bound by the same purpose. But this proud generation says to hell with you. And he's going to bring the devastation upon it. I don't care who is not pleased with me. I'm not here to please any of us in our corrupt attitudes. I'm here to please Yah. At the speakest truth. At the declared with boldness, vociferous, and will not skip one beat. Will not regard any man. Will not regard any woman. I don't care the condition at all. I will not. But I will declare what Scripture says. And he has not hidden these mysteries unto Israel. He has revealed the mysteries unto us. And that's why he has raised up his rah to feed us with knowledge and understanding. You can reject that all you want to. And you can dismiss restraint that they teach and preach unto you. It is to your destruction. Because the Shaddim has taken power and control of your mind. When a man is in his right mind, he will not forsake you. He will not turn away from him. He will not turn away from his truth. And so when all the people of Gadara, Garencia, when they heard about this, verse 37, the people in the region, they asked him to come in and dwell with them. They asked him to leave. That's the mindset of this Shaddim generation, the swine generation. When a man of Yah speaks to them forthrightly and confronts the issue of their damnable heart, they despise him. They don't want him to speak to them. I want him to leave. But the Ruah of Yah shall abide in the Bayat. The Ruah of Yah shall abide in the true Bayat that he has set apart. Whereby he shall be esteemed. And his character shall be honored. And there shall be great tefireth, great honor and splendor bestowed upon him. So they asked Hamashiach to leave because they were gripped with great fear. So getting into the boat, he returned. He left. The man from whom the demons were departed kept begging him to be with him. But he sent him away and said, go back to your home and tell all that Yahweh has done for you. You tell them the power of the workings of Yahweh, what he has done for you. We are intimidated. We are afraid to stand for Yah. We are afraid to carry the banner because of this wicked, proud generation. We are ashamed of our Abba. He said, you go back and you tell them what Yah has done. You let them see the visibility of the power of Yah. We are so intimidated because they see us. We are afraid that they're going to think one thing about us. To hell with what they think. I received a letter from my oldest natural brother, daughter. And so she sets forth to correct me. I will respond to the Jezebel. Believe me. She tells me that the way you talk, that's not you. It is not even your mind. Well, I told her, yeah, for that. Because it is not my mind. I have the mind of Hamashiach. You understand? She tells me that she's had a baby. And she would have gone to my natural mother's funeral. But she was delivering a baby. Jezebel. No husband. Naked. Jezebel, a part of this Parah generation. And tells me that even though that her natural family is crazy, she will not separate from them. Well, I want to declare the house of Yisrael, my family, the true seed of the remnant, is not crazy. And when they do something that is foolish, then I will not bear the sword, the living word Yahshua, in vain. For I know my heritage. And I know where I belong. I know my inheritance because it is in the kingdom. I know who my Abba is, and I know who I have been birthed of, and for the purpose I've been birthed, and what my purpose in life, and the reason I've been set apart, from any natural lineage there is. I have no natural lineage. My lineage is from above. It is from the kingdom of Yah. I take no strength at all. It's some natural heritage. I take it in the heritage of my Abba. So she and all the natural lineage can go to hell, because it is no strength to me. It is of no strength at all to me. It is of no value. It serves no purpose at all to me. Nothing whatsoever. For they that hear the word of Yah, and they that perform the purpose of my Abba, the same is the house of Israel. And that is my lineage. There is where my birthright is in, the house of Israel. And not in some natural lineage at all. My strength is in Yahshua, for he is the power of my Abba, made alive and real in me. For the Torah of life in me, and the Torah of his truth written in me, is a witness that Yahshua is the living bread and the tikvah of only true Israel and no one else. Period. Period. No questions asked and no answer given. Scripture says, I want to show you the progressive unclothing of a people. How you have unclothed yourself and your nakedness, you're not even ashamed of it. Even in the ancient days, my grandmother and her mother, there was a restraint among people. There is none today. This generation is one that is totally swine, and the Shadim have filled the mind of this generation. And that's why it's not a right mind. For every man is doing what's right in his own sight, isn't it? Do not the homosexual pervert dogs do what's right? Do not the religious right do what is right in their own mind? Do not the religious left or the psychopathic Islamics do what is right? The Shiites murdering the Sunnis and the Kurds? And you doing what is right in your own mind. It is not the mind of Yah. The Torah is right. I want to show us this path, and how you've made excuses for yourself, and how these lying dogs that call themselves preachers have made excuses for the people. It says in Exodus, Shemoth 32, verse 21, the detail of this purpose or this revelation here, when Moshe had gone to intercede for Israel unto Yah, to receive from Yahweh the counsel to speak unto Israel and the Torah that will bring the restraint unto them. Shemoth 32:21. And when Moshe, she had came down, he said unto Aharon, what did this people to you? What did this people to you? What caused you, Aharon, that you allowed them to do this unto you? That you have brought so great a sin upon them. He said, Aharon, you have allowed your emotions and your feelings and the multitude of the masses of the people that you will bring a great sin upon them. What was the sin? And Aharon said, let not your anger, my master, wax hot. He said, don't let your anger wax hot. Because he was expressing the anger of Yah. And this generation, this parah generation, that is a swine generation, they do not want the anger of Yah to be vented upon it. They don't want the purging of Yah. He said, don't let your anger be waxed hot. You know the people that they set, that they are set to do tov or evil. Come on here, they are set to do what? This is a generation, is it set to do right? I'll ask you all a question. Is this generation set to do right? It is set to do evil. He said, you know the people. Their love is set to do evil. They're not going to do right. They're not going to do what's right. This is a generation that's set to do evil. Your children are set to do evil. Wives are set to do evil. Husbands are set to do evil. Parents are set to do evil. He said they're set. They have been set. When one is set, when you set something in a place, it sits there. You set it there for the purpose that it maintained that position. Y'all knew the wicked live. He said this is a generation that's set to do evil. For they said to me, make us not a god. Not a god. But it make us gods. Make us gods. You make the people that are dark skinned in America, they're gods. The ones that are cream colored skinned. The ones that are blush colored skinned. The ones that are yellow. You make us gods. Jotan has made them gods, hasn't he? Sure he has. He's given them gods. A god is anything that consumes your time and your energy whereby you are despair. Listen to me. Whereby you are despair, you have no energy to come into the presence of your Abba. Your job, your homes, your things. It takes away your lust, your greed. Make us gods. Give us gods. Give us leaders. Give us those that can show us what is right and wrong. Give us gods which shall go before us. For this Moshe, the man that brought us out of the land of Mizraim, we know what has become of him. We know. We know what has become of him. We don't even know because he doesn't even look the same. His expression is different. His desire. We don't know what has happened to him. So give us a God. This is what they say. That's why they have paganized the name of Yahshua. They brought in their gods. They have opened up the periphery of gods of their Roman names. And their Greek gods and goddess. That's why on this damnable thing we call Christendom. Every sect. Every order has its own rites and rituals. Everyone possess their own gods. The God of the Methodists, the God of the Pentecostal, the TDs, the Snake Jake gods, the Biddy Pippy Hen gods, the Creeping Creeping Dollar God. They all have their gods. And what arise out of them are these children of adultery, of abomination, whoredom, these Jezebel women that stand calling themselves leaders of the people of Yah, and these weak, effeminate, vile men sit submissive unto that damnable trash. They will go to hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so that's what has arisen from that. That's what has arisen. These dogs like the TD Snakes and the Pat Robbing Robinson, the robbers, the Jerry. I don't make mockery of the man's death because Yah take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But these men that the Jerry falling, wailed. No well, his well has fallen. He had no living well. Jerry fall well. There was no living well there. None whatsoever. The Jimmy Snake Swaggart and all of them. They have no life of Hamashiach in them. None whatsoever. Make us gods to go before us because we don't know what has happened to Moshe. We don't know what has happened to this man. And I said to them, now this is a Haran. He is actually making excuses for their wickedness. You never done that. You make excuses for your vile, insidious ways. You make them for your children, your wives, your husband, your sons, your daughters, and even yourself. And those that you think you care for. Moshe cared for the people. He was given a directive by Yah. And Aharon did that which was wicked in the sight of Yah. He said, I said to them, whosoever has any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire and out came this cast. Lies! You molded that and you shaped that. What is molding your mind today? are the sharp dims of hell more than your mind? Is the spirit of this world, the lust of eyes, the lust of your flesh, and the pride of life, is that more than you? These things are not of you. What is more than your mind? And that's what molds them. That's what molds their God, their God, their calf. And that's what molds your God. Your self-identity. This is a nation, a swine's. It is a paragon generation of people because it is a naked, unrestrained people that have no Torah, no life, or no law at all. And this is the first thing that Moshe saw. And when Moshe saw, verse 25, that the people were para, they were para, they were naked. You see what their gods had done. You see what the God of their tell the vision of lies and shake their mind. You see what it does. They get naked. Whereby man would have a shame that he would not wear shorts before his, before him. Well, now he has no shame now. Whereby the wife, whereby she would kind of care for the way she dressed. Now she has nothing now. Whether it's flopping out or hanging out, whether she thinks she's skin is a rail, it makes no difference at all. You all might as well come on here. Makes no difference whether you come on or not. I'm coming on up. You better grab hold if you want to come up. Your mind fantasized by wearing things that are lewd and wicked and vile. He noticed that they were naked. Do you notice that when you go out, Deacon Benny, that the world is naked? In the winter time, are they naked, Deacon Holm? They're naked in the winter. They're naked in the summer. They are naked. It is the squan generation. It is the foul generation. It is the generation of parah. It is a pariah unto Yah. Their sons are naked. And they give them over to their gods. And they strengthen them in their nakedness. And their daughters are naked. The wife is naked and the husband is naked. Their minds are naked. They have no soundness of mind. The man, his mind was sound. When Yah brought one, the sure sign that what is barak of Yah, there's a soundness to their mind. When they hear the truth, they will not fight against it. It is a restraint that brings the order of Yah. The government of Yah is more important to them than the government of their flesh. For what a friend I have in HaMashiach. I can take all my griefs unto Him. And I'm not troubled easily by what men say. The attitude toward me, believe me, that does not trouble me one bit. At all. Not at all. Period. I'm troubled by what he says. Now that troubles me. If I read this and find this about me, that troubles me. And the first thing the spiritual man knew that they were naked. He that is spiritual, he discerns, he judges all things. When you find a spiritual man, he discerned the nakedness. He saw that they were naked. For Aharon had made them naked. They had stripped themselves to their shame among their enemy. He had taken away their restraint. He had taken away their guidance. They had begun to neglect the Torah of Moshe when he commanded them. They had no restraint at all. They felt like they were loose. When people think that they're loose, they shake off everything and say, I'm loose, girl. I'm loose from him. I'm loose from her. See, that's what they say. And this generation is a parah generation. It is loose from the Torah of Yah. These whole houses do not teach the Torah. They do not teach from the Tanakh. They rob from the Tanakh because they are men and women, these Jezebels and these dogs that Yah says that these pastors are. They rob from Yah. They rob from His word for their own lust and their own gain. They are pariahs. Yah got something for the pariahs, believe me. Hallelujah. He got something for the pariahs. They were naked, they had no restraint. He brought them to shame before their enemies. Then Moshe stood in the gate of the camp and said, I like this. Who is on Yahweh's side? Let them come to me. And not some, but all the sons of Levi gathered themselves, the co-ends of Yah. Those that were the protectors of the Torah. Those that had that Torah burning in them. He said, all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. And he said unto them, this is not what I say. This is what Yahweh says, the sovereign ruler of Israel. Put every man on his sword. You take this word that I speak unto you. You will not be fearful. You will not spare because it's your mom, your dad, your kinsman. He said, put every man the sword on his side and go in and out from the gate to gate throughout the camp and slay not some, but every man his brother and every man his companion and every man his neighbor. We don't think Yah's that way. He's going to eradicate them. You see, this swine nation is metaphorically represented in the swines. They ran violently down the hill. Were they killed? Were they destroyed? And so is the swine para generation. He's going to rain down his wrath. For the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from Hashemayim against all men that hold the Torah, the truth of Yah, in unrighteousness. He's going to burn and his fiery anger upon this wicked generation. You don't have to accept what I say. You can read the book, but it has no value to you. He said, you go out, don't spare no one. Don't spare the daddy or the mama. Don't spare your neighbor. You go. And the children of Levi did according to the words of Moshe. And there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men now, not the women, not the girls, just men. For Moshe had said, cleanse yourself, set yourself apart today to Yahweh. You better set yourself apart today for Yahweh. Every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. You understand that I've set myself apart for Yahweh? Because this day when I woke, awakened from my sleep, he bestowed his blessing upon me this day. Because the witness and the life of Yahshua rose up from the well of my belly. And I tota ma abba for this day. And for life flowing in my body. See, he blessed me because I've set myself apart. My mind is set apart for him. My body, my purpose in this life is not set apart to ascertain what we think of riches. It is set apart to please my Abba. For him I live. For Yahshua I die. For in Hamashiach shall I be resurrected. Because there's the power of life in him. His word is true. His life. Hallelujah. I know I'm going to die in the physical sense. Ain't no doubt about that. I know that. I have no qualms with Yah with that. And I'm not fearful, not one scintilla, not one ounce of death. I'm not fearful. Not at all. For I shall be judged by what I speak to you. And if I'm a hypocrite, then woe unto me. While I watch you, my friend, you can't watch me like I watch me. And I watch me like a hawk. I watch me like the eyes of an eagle. So don't die for watching for me. Please keep watching. I want you to watch. Make sure you watch over me with this, the word of Yah. We began to allow this whoredom to enter in. And we have allowed it. That's why we consist the parah, the unrestraint among the people of Yah, the rejection of the authority of the man of Yah. When he speaks the word of Yah to you, you reject that. You reject that. And say, it's not for me. What has happened to this man? The way he talked, what things he say, how he talks to us, what things he speaks to us. Hallelujah. So set your part aside for Yah today because of this corrupt ruah of this generation. It's a vile spirit. It is a parah, no restraint. What restrains you? When you stop, when you shut your ears from hearing this as they did Stephen, they stopped their ears, didn't they? When you stop your ears, you're going to lash out against Yah. And there are you that have stopped your ears. You've shut them. Because the word cut, it exposed your nakedness. You were not ashamed of your nakedness. They were not ashamed. Moshe, the first thing he saw, their parah, their nakedness. No restraint. They were out, the women dancing. They were naked. And everything was shaking. And the men, they were caught in a frenzy. I'm telling you. They were shamanizing. They were shaking. Don't they do that on the floors in these cauldrons of hell? In these whorehouses, in these clubs, in these spiritual restoration whorehouses, to keep them refortified to do wickedness. That's why on the Shabbat, their clubhouses, they go to their parties, they enjoy their ball games, their football games. Everything take place on the day that Yah set apart, that man should acknowledge Him and have a restraint. But these damn dogs of hell, they're swines. They're swines. They're full of shabims. They have no fear of the robbers of Yah and His mitzvah. And He's going to rain five hell down upon them. Rejected. Their children. They're abominable. Their children are abominable. They're filthy. Their sons and daughters are filthy. He sent Korah and all down in the hellish abyss. The children, their little babies too. I warn you, parents, you mothers, you fathers, your own wickedness will destroy your house. Your rebelliousness against Yah. Obedience is better than any kind of offering. It will be willing. You all need to revisit that message Deacon Horn preached. And I went Deacon Benny, I was reminded of the message he preached during the Hag Mitzvah. We have left Egypt. He didn't quote the scripture, but I'm going to quote it today. But the Egypt is there. It's still there. Hallelujah. This is what it says in Bereshit. It says in Bereshit 3:11. This is when man had rebelled against Yah. He says in Bereshit 3:11, Yah says to him, who told you were naked? Is that what he said? Bereshit 3:11. Who told you were naked? That was a time that mothers would say, girl, you're naked. Put something down. Put something on your sleeve. Don't wear that dress, the sleeves up to there. Your fat arms, and look a mess. That's what they would do. This generation get offended in that, don't they? Put something on. Get something out of your earbuds or something like that. That's the way they talk. Are you hypocrites? You don't have to respond and tell the truth. Yah says, who told you were naked? Who told you were naked? He said, have you eaten? See, this generation has eaten of this tree. Have you eaten of the tree? Wherefore I commanded you that you should not eat. Have you despised what Yah says for you to eat? Have you despised His Torah, His Mitzvah? His name, is it a disdain? Is it a hateful thing in your mouth? He said, who told you were naked? Who said you were naked? How do you know you were naked? Who told you this? Yet it was the first thing that the man, when the demons were cast out, that HaMashiach realized he knew he was naked. His right mind told him he was naked. His right mind. And yet they had lost the mind of Yah, and yet because Yah had placed them there, because He had placed them there, and because the man had rejected what Yah said, there was still a strength of His Torah there. And he became ashamed of what he had done. This generation doesn't even know it's naked. It's not a shame. And no one is going to tell this generation you're naked. No one is going to tell this generation you're parah unto Yah. No one is going to tell it. If a man says to his wife, don't wear that, it doesn't look appropriate, she will raise hell, she will get offended. How can the wife dress in a way that is pleasing unto Yah, and the man walks around with shorts and exposing himself? That's a damnable lie from hell. It's not of Yah. It is a naked generation, so they think, I get naked because it's hot. Well, that doesn't help you. It makes you hotter. Direct contact. You go to those countries like Iraq, 145 degree in shade. They wear full garments because they know it keeps them cool. This is a damnable wicked generation. It's wicked. They trained them from the babies, exposing their little legs and their little buttocks and everything about them. It ought not to be, mamas. It ought not to be. You put them on things long enough to cover their legs. You cover them. Yes, and who told you you were wicked? It is the stage of unrestrainedness in them. You induce that in them, whether you believe that or not. I will show you in Scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who told you you were naked? Who told you you were naked? Yeah, I said, who told you? He said, I know why. You've defied my restraint. You've defied it. This world, it doesn't care about its nakedness. It doesn't. These whole houses are naked. That's why the girls go there dressed like beasts and dogs. That's why the old wicked ones that they call first ladies, these Jezebels, they dress worse than the little young gals. Wrinkled up, crabby, gut bigger than my gut. It doesn't make any difference at all. And they got this consortment of these effeminate weak men. Get up, Brother Dave, and preach. And he has nothing. Effeminate men. All effeminate men going to hell. Effeminate. Hands softer than a woman's. Hallelujah. Can't even sweat. Perspire. I will. Don't I? They're weak and they're shallow. And so they love it that way. They love it that way. Yah tells you of your nakedness today, and he's going to expose all your nakedness. Hallelujah. Turn quickly to a second Dibri Ha Yamin. Second Chronicles 28. I'll read a few verses here quickly. Second Chronicles 28, verse 1. It says that Ahaz, he was 21 years old when he began to reign. When you're 21, you know everything, don't you? You're 21, you think you have the keys of life. He was 21 years old when he began to rule in Israel, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. But Scripture says he did not that which was tzedek or right in the sight of Yah, like David, Dawid, his avat. Verse 2, it says, For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and he made also molten images unto Balaam. Now, did not they make an image unto Balaam with the molten cow? Now, the sequential verses tell you what all some of the aspects of what he did. I want to drop down to verse 19 quickly. It says in verse 19 of the same chapter, for Yahweh humbled Yehuda. He brought the fire down upon Yehuda because of Ahaz, king of Israel. Why? For he made Yehuda naked and transgressed sore against Yahweh. For the images and that spirit of this parah, it caused them to become naked. And they transgress against Yah. When one is naked, you will know there is no restraint upon them. They will transgress against Yah. They say, to hell with his mitzvah. They denounce his instructions. They say they know, quote, their Jesus, unquote. But they have no living power of the Yahshua HaMashiach. He caused the people because of the gods that he introduced unto them. He caused Yehuda to sin sore against Yah, to transgress. And we know that sin is the transgression of the Torah. These whole houses teach that. They teach you to sin egregiously against Yah. To sin against Yah, to transgress the Torah. They tell you that his name, when he has many names, lies, he has one name. They tell you, well, it doesn't make any what days you worship Yah on lies. You enter into the presence, into the bite of Yah on the Shabbat. You can come on Monday, Tuesday, pray whatever you want, but the Shabbat is his time. The Shabbat is time that you are not you're not given over unto any kind of obligations. That's what Yah commands. And I will not let job, I will not let kinfolks, all will go to hell before I denounce what is right and pure before Yah. Either he is a flat out liar or he is the truth. Either he is false or he is telling us the truth. He caused them to sin egregiously. because he did not keep them in the restraints of Yah. He caused them to walk naked. He caused them to walk naked without the knowledge of Yah. They were ignorant of Yahweh. Their sins were exposed and they were not ashamed. They were not ashamed of their sins. They present unto you Balaam, the gods of this world, the Paris Hilton whores, these Jezebels, the P. Diddy dogs of Hortam. They present these people unto you, your sons and your daughters, and their minds are infatuated. Because you are the Ahaz, you have done that which is evil and wicked in the sight of Yah. You will not hold the standards of Yah. You are cowardice, you are effeminate, and you are a weak man, and you are shallow mom or mother, I'm a whatever you are. Don't make me the friends this way. That's all right. Brother called me yesterday, Brother Paul, he said, Pastor Roberts, these things don't swell my head. He said, I've traveled the world. I travel the world. I said, brother, there are many preachers that preach just like me. He said, they're not there. I said, they are. Any man's done a wonderful job keeping us separated. A man wrote me the other day, he said, you're a great preacher. No, I'm not a great. He is great. He is great. I'm a servant. And there's one thing a servant, a steward, must be. Those that have stewardship, they must be faithful in the little things. You understand? So I'm faithful in the small things. Yeah, dress it right and cover it down. 40 inches all around. Dress it right. Let me show them right. And I dress according to this book. I dress according to this book. I put on the garments of this book. I put on the clothing of this book. My helmet is there. My feet, these may be some old shoes and a old suit Sister Roberts made. But the breastplate, this tzedekah, you know it's there because what I'm saying to you is right. It forms your mind right. Put you in the right frame of mind to love him, to bless him. So he caused them to sin sorely against Yah. Caused them to get naked. That's what he did. Caused them to get naked. Get naked. Flaunt your stuff, baby. You look nice. I don't care what you look like. Flesh is a shameful thing. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you built. Don't you think you look like? You can look at it and see the flaws and it looks a mess. I don't like looking at myself in front of no mirror, naked. That's the truth. Can what you think you look like? Can what you think you look like? And that is the truth. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid to say that because I got naked this morning when I took a bath. And every time I bathe, I get naked. You understand? I unclothe myself. It will be arrah. I get naked. Arrah. I take off my clothes. I don't want to be para without restraint. See, if I was para, I would come out here naked. I don't even conscious how my shirt is buttoned here. I get on the brothers all the time, button it up. Sisters all the time, close that up. Button it up. Sister, tell her, button it up. Tell her, sister, the sleeve's too short. Come on, sister.